Hillsborough County Commissioners asked County Attorney Renee Lee to look at how the county could help shut down a mobile home park for sex offenders in Palm River after several members of the community came before the board this morning. Recently, a nonprofit group called Florida Justice Transitions has housed 9 convicted sex offenders in a mobile home park, much to the anger of local citizens. Cindy Lamore is with the group The Public Against Predators.
And I think that them trying to cluster them all together, there's got to be another way to do it other than putting them into children's way. There's elementary schools there. There's middle schools there. There's children that live in the park that the predators live in. I think that's unacceptable.
Anthony Spino has 2 daughters and lives about a mile away from the park.
I went to a meeting Thursday night where I saw at least 8 single women who live in that trailer park. They're not here today because they have to work to support their kids. They have a 70-year-old woman who watches their kids for them during the day across the street from this trailer park. What can she do to defend them? This is a very bad idea. Get all these people together. What are they talking about? They only have one thing in common. They're comparing notes. They're predators preying on our children. Commissioners, I ask you to put an end to this right now.
Spino told commissioners that the area where the park is located is not a low-income area, but fears it will now lower property values. Veronica Moore called out the Board of Commissioners, asking if they'd like the sex offenders residing in their neighborhood.
We can find some property near your housing that we can put these predators. I will be very, very diligent in assisting you. And so will Dixie Lee. She wants to grow up. She does not want to be molested. Okay? And I'm sure you don't want the same for your kids, too.
WMNF spoke today with Jim Broderick, the transitions director for Florida Justice Transitions. He strongly defended his group and said he and the group's founder, Nancy Moraes, hope to speak soon with some of the residents to try to alleviate their concerns. But county commissioners were prepared to act immediately to try to shut down the park. Jim Norman asked if an injunction could be filed against the property owner as soon as today.
So I just think we need to put all efforts behind this. If Amen. The last thing we need to do is bring other predators into this community and let it facilitate itself. And so I know that's part of your
excellent
do everything, but we need to immediately jump on this.
A Hillsborough County Code Enforcement official, Bill Langfold, told the Tampa Tribune this week that the project housing the sex offenders may be illegal because the property is zoned for industrial use, not for residential. But Jim Broderick from the Florida Justice Transitions Group says that everything is in compliance and has been there for years. Broderick would not go on tape for the story. Palm River resident Michelle Williams said their community is now being inundated with such sex offenders. And then she emotionally described how she herself was a victim of an incident back in 1984.
And this man has offended 17 more times after that. When is it gonna stop? When is it gonna stop? 301 sexual predators in our area. This can't happen. Not while I'm on duty. Because I'm here, I'm speaking for the greater Palm River area, where I grew up as a child, where my grandparents live, where my aunt and uncles live, where my brothers and sisters live. I'm not gonna have it.
Commissioner Norman said he was hoping that a court order could stop Florida Justice Transitions from housing any more sex offenders at their property. County Administrator Renee Lee said she would work as quickly as possible to do so.
We'll cover all bases. We'll coordinate with the agencies. I think there are some processes already in place, but we will certainly explore every available opportunity to shut this down.